Tuesday, September 26, 2023. Welcome everybody to the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. This will be my AEW Wrestle Dream predictions episode. AEW Wrestle Dream takes place live this Sunday, October the 1st, from the Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington. This is going to be a tribute show to the late, great Antonio Inoki. It's the 1 year since his passing. Tony Khan said he wants to put on a tribute show to him. Looks like a good show, you know. AEW, they're putting on shows left and right. You know, they had All In, All Out, Grand Slam. They said Grand Slam was the highest watched Grand Slam. I think they said close to 3 million viewers. So we got 9 matches for the card on Sunday. I'm going to run down the matches, give you my predictions for each match. But first off, if this is your first time joining me, I want to say thank you for joining me. As I said, this is Battle Club Guy's podcast. I'm your host, The Battle Club Guy. As always, follow me on Twitter, at The Battle Club Guy. Check out the Instagram, The Battle Club Guy. Head on over to the YouTube channel, The Battle Club Guy's podcast on YouTube. So let's get into it. AEW Wrestle Dream. We'll start off with, it's a 4-way tag team match. Winner of this match will get a future AEW World Tag Team Championship match. They didn't say when it will be announced. We have the Young Bucks, Nick and Matt Jackson, who are the current Ring of Honor six-man champions, with along with Hangman Adam Page. So I don't think they're going to win this match. They're going up against the Guns, Austin Gunn, Colton Gunn, against my guys, the Lucha Brothers, Rey Fénix, Pentagon, and Orange Cassidy and Hook. So it's for a future Tag Team Championship match. Who wins this match? Well, like I said, Young Bucks are six-man Tag Team Champions. There's no reason for them to win it. They need to defend those Ring of Honor six-man titles. The Guns, they're cooking, man. You know, the Guns with Bang Bang Gang, Bullet Club Gold, they're pretty good right now. Lucha Bros, always love Lucha Bros. Orange Cassidy and Hook, I think they're my picks on this one. Orange Cassidy, he just came off that international title run. You know, over 300 plus days as international champion. Hook's always over. So if they're going up against the AEW World Tag Team Champions, I'm going to put my money on Orange Cassidy and Hook to win the 4-way tag team match this Sunday at AEW's Wrestle Dream. We have the AEW TBS Championship on the line. It's the AEW TBS champion Chris Statlander defending against Julia Hart with Brody King. Julia Hart, man, they're pushing her. She has one of the best entrances in AEW. Got Brody King with her. I always love the House of Black. You know, Julia Hart has that mist. You know, she sprays that mist in you and it like makes your eye go all crazy or blind you. Chris Statlander, she did defeat Jade Cargill. So, do you take the title off of Chris Statlander now, or you keep going until someone else comes in? I'm going to say Chris Statlander retains here. I think this will be, you gotta keep the title on Chris Statlander for a little bit longer. Give her a good title reign. So I'm going to say Chris Statlander retains the AEW TBS Championship this Sunday at Wrestle Dream. Next up, singles match for the Ring of Honor World Championship and the New Japan Strong Openweight Championship. So I guess this is title for title. It's the newly crowned Ring of Honor World Champion, Eddie Kingston. He's also the New Japan Strong Never Openweight Champion. So he's double champion. Eddie Kingston wins this match. I don't think Shibata needs to win this match. Because Eddie Kingston, they need to... He's been working to this moment for a long time. You know, he defeated Claudio Castagnoli. Grand Slam, great moment. In Queens, New York. He's a New York guy. So I'm going to say keep the title on Eddie Kingston. We have a 2 out of 3 falls match for the AEW TNT Championship. Christian Cage, he finally won that TNT Championship. It was on Luchasaurus, but Christian Cage said he was a champion anyway. Versus Darby Allin. You know, Darby Allin is a two-time TNT champion. He's one of the top guys in AEW. He's, you know, stuntman himself. He's crazy. The guy will break his back to win a match. Two out of three falls, Christian Cage just won this title. As much as I would love Darby Allin to win the title and be a three-time TNT champion, I think Christian Cage retains that title. Because if all the rumors that are circulating right now are true, you know, his contract's ending with WWE, this could be where you debut Edge in AEW. You know, you could have Edge come out, stare at Christian. You know, do we get Edge and Christian reunited in AEW? Does Edge go after Christian? Because, you know, Christian's acting all, you know, heelish, and he's always talking about everyone's dead father and all that. So, either way, once that Christian Cage retains the AEW TNT Championship this Sunday at WrestleDream, we have a six-man tag team match. It's the Ocho, Chris Jericho, and the Golden Elite, Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi, versus the Don Callis family. That's Takeshita, Sammy Guevara, and Will Ospreay. Man, this is going to be a banger, bro. The Don Callis family. Sammy Guevara, Will Ospreay, Takeshita. It's AEW's, you know, past versus AEW's future. I'm going to say that the Don Callis family wins here. I think the Hills are going to get the win. And this is going to push Sammy Guevara. This is going to push Takeshita and Will Ospreay. I think Will Ospreay is going to be joining AEW full-time next year. Next up, for the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships, it's the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions. It's Better Than You, Bay Bay, Adam Cole, MJF versus the Righteous, Vincent and Dutch. Adam Cole's not 100%. They said he's good to go far as today, far as Tuesday, September 26th. He's good to go, but that could change tomorrow on Dynamite. They said they're going to address the issue on Dynamite. You know, Adam Cole tweaked his ankle running to the ring on Grand Slam. Either way, you're not going to put the titles on the Righteous, okay? MJF and Adam Cole retain this match, even if Adam Cole wins the damn match by himself. This will end that the Better Than You Bay Bay angle will end. The Ring of Honor World Title Championship reign for Better Than You Bay Bay will end when the Kingdom wins those Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships. Because I think Adam Cole is going to end up turning on MJF and aligning with the Kingdom, Roderick Strong. You know, Roderick Strong, he's going to play a role in this. Either way, Better Than You, Bay Bay, retains those Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships. Next up, for the AEW World Tag Team Championships, the self-proclaimed best tag team in the world, FTR, Cash Wheeler, Dax Harwood, defending against Aussie Open, Kyle Fletcher, Mark Davis. I think it's going to be match of the night next to Danielson and Zack Sabre Jr. I don't think FTR loses here. You know, Aussie Open, they're a great tag team. They're not FTR. So I'm going to say FTR retains here. And I think it's going to be a great tag team match. Next up, Hangman Adam Page versus whose house? Swerve's house. Swerve Strickland. It's going to be a great match. This will be Swerve Strickland's defining moment in AEW. Swerve Strickland told Hangman Adam Page that if he had the opportunities Hangman Adam Page had, he would be the first black AEW world champion in AEW. And I believe him. Because Swerve Strickland, you know, he left WWE. He's in AEW. Whose house? Swerve's house. My pick to win this Sunday at WrestleDream, Swerve Strickland. In the main event, it's the dream match at WrestleDream. It's one of the best wrestlers on the face of the earth, Bryan Danielson, versus one of the best wrestlers also on the face of the earth, Zack Sabre Jr. It's the dream match. It's happening at WrestleDream. Now, Bryan Danielson said that he promised his daughter he would retire, you know, from full-time wrestling when she turned 7. She's now 6. This is the final countdown, no pun intended, for Bryan Danielson's run. Now, I don't see any reason Bryan Danielson should lose this match. And I don't think there's any reason Bryan Danielson will lose this match. I think Bryan Danielson will win this match. And I believe Bryan Danielson will defeat Zack Sabre Jr. I think Bryan Danielson will win that AEW World Championship before the year is over. Bryan Danielson, MJF for that AEW World Championship. You don't got to do it at full gear. You can do it in December. You can do it in January. You can do it in February. Either way, put that AEW World Championship on Bryan Danielson before he retires from professional wrestling. Either way, the GOAT, Bryan Danielson, the American Dragon, wins this Sunday at AEW Wrestle Dream. So there you go, folks. That has been my AEW Wrestle Dream predictions episode. Like I said, AEW Wrestle Dream takes place live this Sunday, October the 1st, from Seattle, Washington's Climate Pledge Arena. Definitely check it out if you can. I'll be at work, unfortunately, so I won't be able to watch it live, but I will be live tweeting as I can, watching the results on Twitter. AEW doesn't miss, man. Definitely check it out. So this Sunday, AEW Wrestle Dream takes place. Check it out. It's Wrestle Dream. Bryan Danielson, Zack Sabre Jr. It's the dream match. Who will show the world that they are the best wrestler in the world? We'll find out live this Sunday. It's AEW Wrestle Dream. Till next time.